This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last Saturday night, Matter Day, the number one team in the country, squared off against St. Francis of Baltimore, Maryland. I'll tell you what, when I saw St. Francis from 3 feet away, I thought there was no team in the country other than a college team that could stay with them. But I texted Zach Poff last week at halftime, and I said, wow. Matter Day running on all cylinders, just the most complete high school football team you're going to see. And Zach Poff joins us from California. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time. And wow, man, I didn't think high school football could get any better until I saw that team from Matter Day. And I'll tell you what, from the offensive line to the defense to the skill positions to the an exceptional quarterback who's going to USC, it was on, buddy. It was on.
Yeah, man, you had the right word. It was wow, because that was a wow performance that Bryce Young put on. I mean, that just shows you how important it is. I get it. Obviously, offensive line's big time to have in a good defense. But when you have a quarterback that can extend plays like he did, I mean, he hasn't been using his feet that much this year, but he knew he needed to in that game because St. Francis Academy is so loaded in the secondaries. Receivers weren't getting open as much. But when you got a game changer like Bryce Young, that really shows you can just put a team over edge. Because St. Francis Academy, I mean, they've been dominating teams too this year. So, I mean, it was one of the most impressive games I've seen. I thought it was going to be a lot closer because, you know, seeing St. Francis Academy up close like you did,
Yeah. They
got some big boys on that squad, but Modern Day was kind of able to dominate the entire game, so.
Going into the game, obviously, I mean, you knew, I mean, the talent that Matter Day had. I mean, and the one thing I think that separated them in this game, obviously, was quarterback play. St. Francis just didn't have the quarterback play. They didn't have the game changers. They had a great running back going to Michigan, and the kid's done it against everybody, no doubt, and he had a great game the other night. But the line of scrimmage was controlled by Matter Day from the beginning. Defensively, they flew to the ball like nobody I've ever seen. And you take a look at that type of football, and that's what teams around the country, you know, they set out to be like that. And it's an amazing thing. I wish, you know, more people could have had an opportunity back east to see it. We watched it on streaming and certainly just blown away. But you take a look at those two teams, and they're certainly, and I looked at the new rankings today, and obviously Bosco is a very good team, and they're right in the mix. You take a look at some of the Florida teams, like a St. Thomas Aquinas, which, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be the homer, and I'm not going to sit there and tell you that they're going to play with those teams, because they're not. I mean, Roger Harry does an awesome job, and he's got great kids. It's just no way that those teams that are a different level. But aside from that, you're going to have a matchup. IMG still got to play St. Francis Academy coming up. And that's the great thing now, Zach, that we didn't have 5 to 10 years ago, was these upper echelon teams are clashing. And now there's no way, we know what, if they played, they do play. Talk about that, because I think that's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, it's nice, too, because it makes my job a lot easier, because I get to see these top teams play each other. So it's not really opinion-based. It's, you know, what happened on the field-based, and that's going to be the nice thing. We saw, you know, Modern Day and St. Francis Academy. They're 1-2. You know, we clearly saw who the number one team was, and that was Modern Day. And we're going to get to see the same thing when Modern Day plays St. John Bosco.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, with those two teams, they're probably going to end up playing twice. They're going to play in the regular season because they're both playing the Trinity League.
In the playoffs.
And then they're both going to play for a section title to represent Southern California in the CIF state championship game. And then you mentioned, you know, IMG's playing St. Francis Academy. They're playing St. John's this weekend. So all these powers are playing each other. You know, we saw Aquinas roll out here to the West Coast to play De La Salle.
Right.
So we've seen St. Thomas Aquinas go up against one of the best teams from California, too. So, you know, it's nice seeing this. And, you know, Miami Central played St. Francis earlier this year, too. So it makes my job a lot easier. And I think it's fun for me, for you, anyone that's interested in high school football, it's nice to get to see these best teams play each other, because I know that's what college football fans like to see, and it's nice to get to see it in high school too.
Yeah, no doubt. Zach Poff joining us from Max Preps firsthand. Got a chance to see two really good football teams last Saturday evening. But you also have an opportunity to scour the country and see some of the other programs. We saw that St. John's of Washington, D.C. Got beat over the weekend. Texas football still claiming that they have the horses as well. Talk about some of the teams that we're going to be looking at the rest of the season. I mean, we know that if Mater Dei comes to play like they did last Saturday, there's not a soul that's going to beat them. So, I mean, now it's teams that are going to be in the race, to be up in the top five at the end of the year. Who do you look at as teams that have that shot?
Well, obviously, I think the team that has the best shot will be St. John Bosco, just because they're going to get a chance to play Mater Dei and, get a chance to play them twice. I tell you what, though, that was a big win for Duncanville. It does hurt them a little bit that St. John's lost the week before against St. Joseph's Prep. It would have looked better on the resume for Duncanville if they would have beat St. John's, and that was St. John's only loss of the season. So it's going to probably be hard for a Texas team to win the number one spot at the end of the year just because they don't play enough out-of-state games. But I think St. John Bosco is definitely in the mix. IMG Academy is right there. They already have two wins over top 25 teams, but I would say it's Mater Dei or St. John Bosco's to lose this year, especially if they run the table. It's going to be easy to just hand them the trophy. But, respect to Duncanville, they did play an out-of-state team, but it just didn't go their way with St. John's kind of going undefeated outside of that game. So I tell you what, though, Florida football this year, St. Thomas Aquinas is playing really well. I love Lakeland, man. DeMarcus Bowman, one of the best running backs and best players in high school football. And then, Miami Central, they're going to have a chance to win a state title this year, but obviously they're not going to finish probably in the top 5 or 10 just because of that lopsided loss to St. Francis.
Yeah. Before we let you go, a big regional game for us this weekend, Miami Northwestern, who is a really good team, gets to go up to Lowndes County, undefeated in South Georgia, a really good football program. Northwestern, other than the IMG game, the defense is just crazy good, and they played IMG extremely tough for three quarters. Talk about them.
Yeah, and with Northwestern, man, I mean, it just kind of came down to turnovers against IMG Academy. IMG was able to, turn those turnovers into points. That was really the difference in that one. But they're going to be featuring our top 10 games dropping tomorrow. That's a big-time game. Florida, Georgia, anytime those two big-time states play. I love Northwestern, man. Terrence T.T. Lewis, one of the most savage linebackers in the game. Yep. They got a bunch of playmakers on offense. I think this is a team that's going to have a chance to win a third consecutive state title. Obviously won't be in 6A this time around, but they're going to be one of the favorites for sure. They're well coached and a lot of talent, especially on defense. They're fun to watch.
Good stuff. Zach, if you have your druthers, your Dodgers against the Yankees or the Astros?
I hope Yankees, man. I don't want to see the Astros, man. They're nasty. But Dodgers-Yankees, that'd be fun, right?
Yep, I think it'd be great. Zach, again, thanks so much. We'll hook you up in a couple of weeks, talk a little bit more. You bring it strong. I'm glad you were out there. I'm glad I had a chance to watch that game. It kind of gave me a little bit of education on Southern California high school football.
Yeah, SoCal ball is pretty good, huh?
Yeah, good stuff, man. Thanks again. Have a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Zach Poff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.